Congrats. What a season. What a great season. I know it's not over yet, Coach, but gosh, it's been a great group. Watching this group once again. Boy, I watched a little bit of the Amherst game the other night at your place, and you got out of this team real quick and put the pedal down and you never looked back. I think you led from start to finish, and that was a nice win against. That's a pretty good Amherst team, isn't it?
That's a really good Amherst team, and they were playing some of their best basketball late, and looking at their scores, it was one of those deals. They came in shooting the ball well, and what do we need to do to lock them down? And our girls really responded. They listened to us, and you know, the Herrick girl's good. She was playing on a bum knee. Admire her toughness, though, for sticking with it and sticking it out, you know, knowing it's her senior year. And she had some big shots against us, but collectively as a group, our team did a really good job.
Great preparation for them, and they remind you, any team, I'm sure they reminded a little bit of a team. Somebody played this season, didn't they?
Absolutely. You know, there's teams across the state that you look at, and they don't have a dynamic score that Amherst did, and they really did a good job of, our team did a really good job of just controlling the game and understanding what was at stake, but not, you know, panicking at any instance.
You got to that game with a nice win against, you know, Alma. You know Alma all too well. And, wow, in that sub-district title game, Coach, you gave a 26 points. I mean, 49-26 Alma, a team that can score some points. They got some scores, and you held them in check that one, didn't you?
Absolutely. You know, same deal. We were sitting there the Tuesday of sub-districts and watched them play, oh, I can't remember who, but Arapahoe, and they scored 72 or something like that. And I'm like, okay, great. Another team's going to walk in here and just, they're comfortable shooting the basketball. And again, like you said, a team we know all too well and know their kids and know what they're capable of. And our girls just, you know, had the mentality. It was wrote on our board that you can't beat a team three times, or it's really hard to beat a team three times. And our girls were like, bet, let's go. And that mentality really carried over to the game. And I think at the end of the first quarter, they had 1 point or something like that, 4 points. So our girls were really excited to see that.
Coach, this program's won a lot of games in some years, but 26 wins, and is that a school record?
That's school record. And it was one of those deals where, you know, you listen to some of the older people talk, and it was, well, you played more basketball games. That was kind of the deal last year. We broke school record with 21 last year. Well, you played more basketball games. So it was kind of one of those deals for me. It was, we got to be able to do it in 20 games, 21 games. The school record was 19, and we went 20-1. So I was like, we hold it, and now we're 26-1, and it just making that goal really hard to beat.
Well, I know Oxford back in the day, Coach, following them back in my younger days, and you got Coach Lanham, who I know follows you a lot and everything. He coached those teams, so. But I know I put this team up against some of those Oxford teams, no question about it. If you could put them together on a basketball court, they're right there with them.
Absolutely, you know, and it's fun to talk about because Ann Bowes' mom was Joey Cupp, played on those state championship Oxford teams, and sometimes that film comes out at their place and they see him in the state championship, and Ann's like, you guys played so slow. I was like, well, that was the style of basketball. The other one is the 2001 Southern Valley team. It is really interesting because Coach Warda, my assistant, it was on the team and senior point guard, and they were the team that went 19-2 and lost their first game to Minden and last game at state, and they didn't have a third place game that year. And so, like, it's just sitting there, and she's like, oh, I don't know, we were pretty good, and we talked about it last year. And I think this year she looks around and she's like, you have too many weapons. Like, we could give you a run for a while, but, man, she's like, this team is electric.
Hey, Ashley was a great little guard for him back in that team. And I don't know, she probably could still play a little bit today, could she?
She is a great practice player. I'll put it that way. She is doing great things. But and it's beyond that. Her dribbling, her passion for the game, her love for the kids, is just phenomenal. And to have her come back and be like, you know, she played at Hastings College, and we sit there, and she was like, well, I was like, you're the one that won a state national championship. What did you guys do to prepare? What did you guys do to go when you go to state? Like, how did you handle it? So that knowledge base is just awesome.
Coach, I'm sure you got film on Elgin Public Pope John. They just, you know, played Maywood Hayes Center in the district finals, so they played a fellow RPAC conference team. And what do you like about this team? It's going to be your first round opponent coming up here later on this week.
It's one of those things when you walk in and watch them, and they're lengthy, and they got scorers, and you sit down, sit back, and watch, and the first thought is always, oh my, you know what I mean? The big thing for us is remember that we are a really good basketball team also, and we do some things really, really well. They score when they have opportunities, and that's one thing our defense has done really good this year is limiting opportunities. If you don't box out, don't check out, they're good at rebounding and putting the ball back, and again, that's an emphasis we've been focusing on. So I think it kind of plays into our hand a little bit. They do a lot of similar stuff to us, like the 2-2-1 to 2-3, they like to trap, and our team has just seen it. So I think the matchup is a great one for us. I think we are more than capable of hanging with them. You know, I don't want to say hanging with them, but hanging with them and really just controlling that game.
With this bracket, Coach, Pender is, you know, 25-1. You've got Guardian Angel Central Catholic in there at 21-2. You're 26-1. Boy, that's a tough D1 bracket, isn't it?
It is a really tough D1 bracket. And actually, it was a tough C2 bracket last year, which is crazy to think about. All three of those teams moved down last year. So just the depth that each team has is phenomenal. And the high level of basketball those two teams play over there in the northeast part of the state is good. And it's just one of those things, like, for us, it's we're capable. We're meant to be there, and let's go play with them.
Well, especially for your seniors, you want to make this pretty special. It's their last run at a state tournament, at a state title, and you've got there before and just fell a little bit short. This group wants to get to Saturday, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, and it was one of those things, like, and it's always been that in the back of their mind, but it's one of those deals where we were talking the other day, and it was like, we just got to win that first game we're playing on Saturday no matter what, right? I was like, yeah, it's just like RPAC, you know. You want to get to Thursday night game, and then you're playing on Saturday. You get to the Thursday night game, you're playing on Saturday regardless. So it's that same thing for us. It's our Thursday night game, and a win, you go play Saturday. Now, what you do with it is up to you girls. And you know, leaders on the team have done a great job of keeping the team focused and everybody driven.